Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, folks. Thanks for joining me once again. I have a topic I want to speak about today, which I am so passionate about. It's kind of crazy, actually. It's about stability. I am passionate about stability and helping people be more stable physically, mentally, and emotionally. I've actually dedicated my life to it. And I want to tell you today why being stable is sexy, is more sexy than not being stable. And I think stability gets a really bad rap in our culture. You know, we look for the wow factor. We're looking for people to rock our world all the time. But meanwhile, it's stable people all over town, all over our country that are, you know, that are keeping life humming, that keep things working smoothly, that keep the stores open 24/7 and help us rely on things working and things being available to us. So stability is actually a hell of a lot more sexy than being unstable. And, you know, that's just kind of tongue-in-cheek, but seriously, what I really want to just lay out for you today is, what does it mean to be physically, mentally, and emotionally stable? And what does it mean to not be stable? And so I am going to just lay it out in a way that is very simple and very first layer, if you will. I am not a therapist. I'm not a licensed therapist. But if what I say today just sparks something in you to think a little bit more deeply about your own state of being or the state of a loved one, a friend, then so be it. You know, let's all put this on the table here, as we all know from the news and the horrific state of, I don't know how to say this, but, you know, we're losing people. Let's put it that way. We're losing people to mental illness, and we need to be really aware of our own state of being, the state of being of those in our lives, and also the necessity for us all to seek help when needed. And actually, I think we all should, you know, be talking to people and either seeking out a therapist or a close friend or a coach, somebody that can lend us an ear so we can lay out our current state of being and where we may not be seeing dark corners and caves that may need just some airing out. So here it goes. You know, do you have a friend? Sometimes it's often to look outside than it is to reflect back on ourselves. You know, do you have a friend or family member who always seems frazzled or frenzied? Somebody that kind of leaves you exhausted after you're with them for a while, or those type of people that you say, you know, I can only take so much or so long of being with so and so before I need a little space and a little time to regroup, right? So these are some signs of people that are just unstable. And I'm not saying in the extreme place now, please know this. I'm just talking about general instability, unsteadiness, ungroundedness. And I just want to highlight this so that we can look at it in our own lives as well. So sometimes, like I said, it's easier to see it in others than it is to see it in ourselves. So who sucks the air out of the room when you're with them? Who leaves you feeling unsteady, unstable, a little shaky, a little exhausted, tired mentally? And why is that? Why is it? What is this whole idea of being unstable and unsteady? And how do we, can we become more steady and stable in our own lives? So we're going to break this down. First of all, what does it mean to be stable from a physical standpoint, mental standpoint, and emotional standpoint. What does it mean to be unstable? And then finally, we'll talk about how do we train to be more stable in our lives. Because when you are more stable, you help others to be more stable. We interact. There is an interaction that happens when we're with people, actually when we're with any living being, that we affect each other on such an unconscious level. I mean, think about when you walk in the woods, how you are affected by the trees around you, how it helps you to be more stable, right? When you're at the top of a mountain or when you're with your dog, how that shifts you emotionally, mentally, physically. We're doing that for each other constantly. So if we want to really serve the world, then the best thing we can do is to become more stable, to help others feel more stable around us. And when you help others feel more stable, obviously they're going to go out and they're going to help even more people feel more stable and steady. So it always comes back to us first, but I often use others in our lives to reflect on because it's easier for us to see. So I'm going to leave it at that, but let's break this down. And we're going to start with the physical, because the physical is always easy. Let's talk about physical instability, physical unsteadiness. What does it mean? What does it feel like? Do you see it in others? Do you feel it in yourself? When you're physically unstable, there is just a lack of connection with your body. It's as simple as that. You feel disconnected from your body. You have a hard time feeling your pulse. You have a hard time noticing your breath. Your breath is erratic, right? There's a sense of being ungrounded. There's a sense of being shaky, uneasy, tense, tight. So when we're physically unstable, there is a lack of connection with our body and with the space, our body in the space around us. It's called proprioceptive awareness. We have an inability to connect with really what's happening internally, what are the messages that are arising from our body. It's called interoceptive awareness. And so there's a huge disconnect. And when we're not connected to our body, we walk around like a brain on a stick. I say it a lot. And there's just a lack of embodiment in the way that we move through the world. You may sense it in others. I see it all the time. So as a movement teacher, I see people that are disembodied all the time. Not as much as I used to, I have to say. I think the people that I tend to work with more and more, especially when it's a movement class, are coming in with a little more sense of being embodied. But actually, when I'm working in the corporate world and I catch people at work, you know, a lot of times I'll do like a lunch and learn or meet people in the boardroom, and there's a lot of unsteadiness and instability physically, especially after a day of work when you spend the day in your head. So what does it mean to be physically stable? When we are stable, we feel embodied. We feel grounded, connected in our body, in the space around us, in our environment. We're kind of tuned in to what's happening. We are lit up. We feel empowered, right? Energized, engaged, steady, like a tree. We feel more stable and steady like a tree. We go through periods of being stable and unstable all day long. But you know when you meet somebody who's physically stable. Especially, you know, most athletes, dancers, musicians, artists are more physically stable because they're more embodied. They're more connected with the way their fingers work, their legs work. They have the ability to move in and around the space, the objects in a room, and with people, right? So there are people that are not stable physically that sometimes have an awkward sense of that interpersonal space, right? They kind of get a little too close or a little too far. They just kind of feel a little awkward in space. So being stable physically helps us to know ourselves in relationship to the world, and it therefore making others more comfortable around us. So physical stability and instability. Physical stability is just sexier. It's more comfortable to be around people that are grounded and steady in their body, in the world. All right, mental. Let's go to the mental. Mental instability, and I'm talking first level here, right? We're not talking major mental instability, mental disorder, mental illness. Although, of course, these attributes can also apply. But I think it's important to look at ourselves and to look at those in our lives and look at people that we come into contact with every day and just start to assess. Let's become more familiar with these terms so that we can understand the world around us and our relationship to the world around us. What does it mean to be mentally unstable at the first level? At the first level, not at the intense level. You feel busy, right? Mentally busy, frazzled and frantic. You may feel or sense somebody else being distracted, anxious, stressed. This is widespread, right? Most of us go through the day at different times of the day mentally unstable and unsteady, right? We are just shaky, mentally shaky. And most of it is because we're just so damn distracted all the time. Those phones are, you know, pulling us away from living in the moment. They're pulling us away from conversation, from being able to really connect with others or connect with what we're doing or focus. So it's not going to get better unless we do something about it. We've got to train in being mentally more stable. And we'll talk about that. You've heard me talk about it. I talk about it every single episode, is how to become more mentally stable and steady. So what does it feel like to be mentally stable and steady? And can you notice this? Start to notice this in others. Notice whether or not they're stable or unstable. Not as a judgment, but as a observation. Because when we notice it in others, we'll be able to more quickly notice it in ourselves. And all of the noticing of states, by the way, is mindfulness training. We're becoming better at noticing where we are in any given moment without judgment. This is not about judgment. This is becoming the neuroscientist or the therapist of yourself in your own life. It's about noticing and knowing where you are in this moment so that you can more quickly bring yourself back to a more healthy, whole, centered state of being where you can then better serve the world. So what does it feel like to be mentally stable, focused? We're clear. We're more calm. We feel present. We're more logical. We're able to just follow a pattern or follow a thought, follow a procedure. How many of you, I'm laughing because it's myself, how many of you have trouble sometimes following directions on how to put together a new a new blender or a new electrical device, you know, a digital device, come with 4 steps, you know, 10 steps, like that furniture you buy, you know, at IKEA, the little stand, you know, and it's got all these instructions. You're like, oh my God, can I do this? Right? That is just being logical, being able to follow. And when we're stable, we're able to follow direction. When somebody tells you something, okay, I need you to do this, this, and then that, you're able to follow them. Our kids, right? Our kids are just, oh, it's like, how simply do we need to say it? Well, because we're all so mentally unsteady and distractible, we need to speak in simple terms. So when we become more mentally stable, we become more sane. We're able to listen, hear, and follow. And who doesn't want to be around people like that? I mean, if we were all just walking around in life, listening to one another and what we need each other to do, wow. I mean, there'd be a whole lot more getting done in this world. Okay, and lastly, emotional stability and instability. And again, talking first level here, look at yourself, look at others in your life. We're not assessing their complete, you know, psychological well-being, but we're just looking at life and how we're walking through life and how we are feeling around other people so that we can better assess ourselves. Emotionally unstable. You know, people that are just shaky, that are explosive, unsteady, and volatile. You know, that are easily upset, that are filled with drama. Right? We all have drama queens and kings in our lives. And, you know, I don't know about you, and I've got friends that are like that. There's always some major situation happening. And some of them are real, no doubt, but it's like, are we manifesting this drama so that we just remain on this emotional roller coaster because it's what we're used to? Unhappy, people that are just generally unhappy and unstable, unyielding, you know, people that are unable to sense, you know, to be agile in life, to be flexible, emotionally flexible, panicky, negative, super negative, always going to the negative first. And this is just a peek into, because there's so much more. When we're emotionally stable, we're more rational and reasonable. We're not easily upset or disturbed. We're more well-balanced and easy to be with, generally more positive, integrated, cheerful, and emotionally embodied and stable. So there's a lot there. Physical, mental, emotional, stability, groundedness, steadiness. How do we train to be more stable, to walk through the world as this light, this open, available, steady light, to shine on others and to share with others and to support others? You know, can we be more stable out there? And that is why stability is sexy, because it is such an amazing servant to others, to be the ground, to help people feel their ground beneath them. So how do we train? Stability training. That's how we do it. Very simple. Move, breathe, sit. Move, breathe, sit. When we move our body, when we check in with our body, we come into our body. We move out of our head and into our body, and it's where we feel more stable. So super simple. Feet planted, eyes steady. I have an episode called that, Feet Planted, Eyes Steady. In order to become more stable physically, you just need to bring your mind into your feet. Feel your feet beneath you. Put both feet on the ground. Feel what's happening on the ground. Even just take a walk. Even just stand up and feel your body. Stability training. Come into your body. Feel your breath. Notice your breath. Take 5 breaths. Coherent breathing. Maybe just tap into your pulse. Your pulse and your breath and your feet. Very simple. Eyes steady. Center your gaze on one spot. In yoga, it's called a drishti. The drishti, the focal point, just even steadying your gaze on your screen or on the road or on your lunch or on somebody else's gaze will help you to stabilize and steady. So your breath and your body and your gaze all help to stabilize your nervous system. We become more coherent. We become more in harmony with our body, our mind, our emotions, and the world around us. Becoming quiet. Just a few minutes of quiet. So this is all research-based, guys. You know, research shows that quiet, stillness, coherent breath, a little bit of rhythmic movement will help us to balance our autonomic nervous system. When our autonomic nervous system is balanced, steady, and harmonized, we feel more stable. Our mind settles, our breath settles, our body relaxes, and we are right here, right now, in the moment, not distracted, not shaky, not as erratic, not as distracted. Move, breathe, sit. Any one or all three can help us to pull ourselves back, right? Back into the moment, back into coherence, back into flow, back into focus. Over and over again, all day long, we go off course. The more we train to be stable, the more we recognize being stable is more sexy, it's more productive, it's more engaging, and it makes you more easy to be around, actually, more attractive. And we just light up the world. So to be lit from within, as the Buddha said, is to be stable and steady. To be lit from within. It's nature's natural cosmetics. Be stable, be steady, be clear, be engaged, grounded, like a tree. And I'll tell you what, you will be more attracted and more attractive out there in the world. So here's to stability, everyone. Here's to be stable like a tree, like a mountain. I love it. I love this topic. Please send me questions. Let me know what you're thinking and how you stabilize in your life every day. And we all have practices that help us stabilize. Maybe you, a good thing to do is to write out your stability practices. And lastly, you know, really important is if you're feeling, if what I said here resonates, you know, maybe sparks something, maybe stung a little bit, like, oof, I feel like I'm pretty unstable a lot, seek out help. There is nothing more beautiful than sitting with a person, whether it be a therapist or a good friend or family member, and just asking for 20 minutes, a half hour, or an hour of airtime, just to talk about what you're feeling, to talk about your life, to kind of flush out what's going on for you. You know, if we could all be brave enough to seek out therapy, and, you know, I have in my life, and I still do, and I have friends that I lean on weekly to just to kind of let it rip. We've got to be there for each other. We can't let mental illness and emotional instability go unseen anymore. So be there for others. Give your time and your space and your ear for others, and seek it out as well. Thank you so much for listening. As always, Be well. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play, and help me help more folks show up for their high-definition, high-voltage life.